ready.
S-D-P-P. The Steve Dangle Podcast with your hosts, Steve Dangle, Adam Wilde, and Jesse Blake.
Let's go! Apparently, this is a best of. It's the third of three. And what we're going to jump into here is, from our Steve Dangle Podcast Discord, or it's not even really Steve Dangle Podcast. It's SDPN Discord.
Yeah.
This is from November 9th, 2019, 3 months pre-pandemic.
Man, we did not know.
How silly we were. Will Taylor Hall make more than Connor McDavid is what it's entitled.
And oh.
Jesse.
I don't know if this one was one that I pulled or if this was from Discord, but I've seen this and it's a doozy.
I heard the takes are bad.
Well,
am I going to regret this?
Yeah.
I'm going to hate this.
I remember the logic and I don't regret that. Based on what I remember of it, which is very little, so let's take a look.
Let's get it.
Maybe you've heard of him. Ferris of Darren.
And what European team is Taylor going to?
His agent is scheduled to meet with, and I love that Elliot Friedman did not mention the agent's name in 31 Thoughts when he brought this
that
up.
That is a good move,
but
Elliot.
But Darren Ferris, Ray Shiro are going to meet, apparently, on the team swing through Western Canada. He thinks it's going to be in Calgary. Now, do you think Darren Ferris takes this meeting and goes, Ray? No. Because even if Taylor Hall signs in New Jersey next summer, it's going to be next summer when he's on the open market, right? How much money is New Jersey going to have to shovel Taylor Hall's way for him not to go to open market? $13 million? $14 million?
There's no way Taylor Hall makes less
than that. Oh, I sound like
that. No, hold on.
Wait, what day is this? I need to know what day this is.
Adam, what day is it? You got it.
November 19th, 2019.
Okay, this is very important for something I'm going to look up.
Okay. Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. Sorry, listening. Bring it back.
Okay.
Way for him not to go to open market. $13 million? $14 million?
There's no way Taylor Hall makes less than John Tavares.
Do you think Taylor Hall makes
a lot of money?
But okay, and remember this. Part
correct,
of
Jesse.
What a player makes is the value to their team. Mm-hmm. And if Taylor Hall leaves New Jersey has to kind of start again, you'd think.
Well, dude, the year they won the
Heart. I mean, he sure's great.
The year he won the Heart, A, he won the Heart. B, they made the playoffs. Last year he was hurt.
They did not make the playoffs.
They were a carnival.
They have currently $6 million in cap space, but I have a lot of UFAs, like Wayne Simmons is up, and there's some other people. And really, if you look at it, he's making $6 million right now, which is a steal. Oh my god, $6 million—really
good contract. Yeah.
Is Taylor Hall the first person to get paid more than Connor McDavid in the NHL?
Ooh.
And that's not because he's a better player. It's because it's been what? Next summer. It will have been 3 years since McDavid signed that deal.
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no.
I don't think he makes more than Connor McDavid.
He'll be 28 years old.
Well, because, Adam, the Oilers can't pay someone more than Connor McDavid.
Oh, you think he's going back to Edmonton?
It'd be too good.
It'd be great.
That was
It'd
a rumor this
how
past
would
summer.
They get him
really
other
good.
Than
Adam Larson puts it on net. Taylor Hall tips it home. That's it. It's over. The Edmonton Oilers have won the Stanley Cup.
That would be great.
It'd be too good. Yeah, McDavid, no assist on the goal.
Peter Chiarelli runs under the ice. See, I told you.
Yeah, does he get a ring?
No, he does not get a ring.
Does he get a
Why
ring?
Not?
No, no. Nico Hischier's extension kicks in next year, $7.25 million. You've still got Palmieri. You've still got Gusev, noted defenseman. You've got Travis Ajax.
Not about that. Should we explain that?
So it might be hard to afford him at that number, but I think it'd be hard for any team to afford him at that number.
Pure later, Trump. They're not afraid to make a deal.
I don't know, that's Canada Post. But then you've got Andy Green and Sammy Vatanen both coming off the books. That's $9 million next year. So they've got a lot of potential. Well, I don't know what's going to happen
Damon
here.
Damon Severson was on the block pretty much all of last
Almost
year.
All
yeah,
of
but
these
now
players
they like
are
him.
Gone. Yep.
Now
and
they like
and
him.
The reason they like him is because Tyler Dello's there.
Well, maybe.
I think there were people within that organization that really liked Severson last year, but I think that, what was it? He's got the Jake Gardner?
A little bit.
Yeah, where it's like, he's good until, whoa, what was that?
And they do need a goalie.
Sure, they need a goalie.
Need
so
a goalie.
What do you do?
Get a goalie.
Well, you've got Corey Schneider.
With regard to Taylor Hall?
Yeah, you got Corey Schneider, who still makes $6 million a year for the next 2 years. I think Corey Schneider hits Robidoux Island.
I think Darren Ferris finally gets his wish, and he has a client who makes more than Austin Matthews.
Okay,
man.
Okay, all right.
There's more.
All right, let me just.
No, no.
Can I adjust?
You,
or you
dive
adjust?
A little deeper in the clip onto how he's going to make more than McDavid.
Do you want to adjust or should I adjust?
I think you should adjust first.
Tell me.
And then I'll see if I can adjust on top of you.
Tell me what the hell you guys are talking about in this damn clip.
Can we adjust?
Why is Taylor Hall going to make more than Connor McDavid, you guys?
Because this was years ago when he was good.
2 years ago.
So, yeah. A lot has changed in that amount of time. So he was a recent Hart winner. The next year, he was good, but got injured. Then this year that we're talking in, so this is November 19th, 2019, you said?
Yes.
So he started the season poorly for the Devils. It took him, wait. It took 6 games for him to get his second goal. 11 games for him to hit his second goal, and then 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21! 21 games to hit his third goal. He was starting the season cold. But what the top two picks of the 2010 draft have taught us is that regression doesn't always has to happen. Taylor Hall and Tyler Seguin, I had to throw him in there, they never have to regress. For some reason, the puck just is allergic to the net now when it touches their stick. We did not know Taylor Hall was going to fall off a cliff because the Devils were really, really bad. And then he got traded to the Coyotes shortly after this. And we were like, watch Taylor Hall go. He was what was supposed to get better, right? The Devils were bad because of him. His low production was a symptom of how shit the Devils were. This was, you know when this was around the time? Remember he scored a goal and gloated at the fans mm-hmm. in New Jersey because they were getting on his case?
Mm-hmm. He had 3 goals in 21 games. They should have been on his case.
Right. So we were betting on a guy who is an MVP caliber player hitting unrestricted free agency, which is rare. Really rare. So I think the logic was sound.
He had 93 points in 76 games. The next year he was injured, still had 37 and 33.
That's good.
And that's when we're talking about this. And then what happens? Oh, a pandemic and the salary cap is fixed forever?
Well, and before that, he was bad.
And you guys remember.
He was bad is what happened.
Well, he wasn't bad at that point, though.
Yeah, he was bad when we were talking about this. You just counted the goals.
He was newly bad.
Newly bad.
We were betting on him regressing, and he super didn't.
But he ended up in Arizona. Like that, if you go there, you're bad.
They were supposed to be good, though. Yeah. They were shit hot. Uh-huh. So this was the thing. The Devils were bad. Traded Taylor Hall to the shit hot Hurricane.
Coyotes.
Jesus.
Where did they go?
Am I okay?
You're okay.
Reset.
The Devils were bad. Taylor Hall was on the Devils. The Coyotes were hot. Taylor Hall was not on the Coyotes. Mm-hmm. Then the Devils traded Taylor Hall to the Coyotes, and they got bad immediately.
Actually, I'm not so sure about that. I believe they made the playoffs that year.
Yeah, they made the
second round.
They made the bubble playoffs. No, so they won. I believe a qualifying round.
Oh, that's right.
Have made a playoff seed, and then they played the Preds and lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Okay.
They definitely played the Preds and lost. Mm-hmm. And then what's funny is it got worse. It got worse. He somehow, I'm so glad Darren Ferris is brought up in that clip because he fumbled the bag hard. Supposedly had a multi-year offer from the Nashville Predators. Takes a 1-year, $8 million deal in Buffalo instead and murders, like with a knife, a jagged serrated knife, murders Taylor Hall's value probably forever because he shot 2.7% on the league's worst team. He ended up signing a deal with the Boston Bruins that was pretty good. Not what it should have been. Taylor Hall should be making at least as much as what Brady Tkachuk just signed for. But a couple bad decisions here, a couple bad decisions there, a little bit of a puck allergy here and a puck allergy there. And now this clip looks ridiculous.
He was on fire, man. I stand behind
this
it.
This is a
He was going to unrestricted free agency. We're talking about restricted free agents versus unrestricted free agents. We're talking about a former MVP.
saying Taylor Hall is going to make more than Connor McDavid is hot takery at its
Marner.
Finest.
It was a question.
It's hot takery at its finest.
2 months before this, Mitch Marner was offered $13+ million by the Columbus Blue Jackets. Yeah, we know that.
The numbers were only going up. And then they stayed stagnant for like a year and a half.
I don't feel bad about that.
It was no.
I stand behind that take.
It's twofold. The cap tanked.
Yep.
And so did his production.
Yeah.
And even at the time, he wasn't worth that.
Oh, that's not what this conversation is about. It's not, is he worth it? I didn't say the Leafs should go.
It's unrestricted free agency. They're never worth it.
He should get the money. I said he will.
You said he was going to get 13 or 14.
Yeah. Because, I don't know.
Never worth it.
Those numbers are both bigger than 12
was
and a half.
Never worth it.
You know what?
You guys are crazy.
Steve, I think we win.
What? I think we win.
I know we win.
We win.
History is going to have this clip on YouTube forever.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to look terrible.
And this is our Stanley Cup and we won it.
I don't know what you won.
Let's move to the next one.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is one of my favorite clips of all time. Jesse and I were in studio when he first played this for me. I think it was, Jesse starts laughing. We're at Kiss. Jesse starts laughing. I'm like, what are you laughing about? He's like, you got to hear this. And
I was at Tim and Sid.
Oh, were you at Tim and Sid?
And we played it on Tim and Sid that day. And then I brought it to the podcast that night.
There it is.
There you go.
I love.
That's how it happened.
From September 13th, 2018, Austin Matthews, John Tavares, front foot.
The topic is the fact that Elliot Friedman dropped a Austin Matthews and John Tavares video today, which Tim and Sid played.
We debuted it.
You debuted it. Now, it's only
international debut.
5 minutes long, right?
Like TIFF.
I was about to say, is Tim and Sid part of TIFF?
TIFF and Sid. Well, yeah. TIFF and
Sid. That's terrible.
Am I poor again?
I'll give it to him. We got to give it to him.
He birdied the 17th at Pebble
Beach. Yeah, that's right. There you go.
Hit the island green.
So,
like my Brian 5 or 6 like, shirt.
We don't want to play the full video for you. We do want you to check it out. But there's a couple takeaways. First off, Austin Matthews and John Tavares are both drones. They're both robots.
I thought you all knew this.
But no. It's when you see them together, it's like double drone. It's just like, whoa, wow, that together.
Oh, and now we go like, live Adam? To a clip of me. Austin Matthews belly laughing. That's it.
So with that said, when you put Elliot Friedman, Austin Matthews, and John Tavares in a room, does it not scream wacky morning show? Like
Weenie in the butt in the morning.
Like I think the best part of this interview is the super funny joke that they tell.
Oh, what's the super funny joke? I like jokes.
They have super funny jokes because like when you think Elliot Friedman, Austin Matthews, John Tavares, it screams comedy. Mm-hmm. Like Netflix special. Hello.
This is Netflix. You're approved. They're on Just for Laughs.
No, they're at Yuck Yucks every Friday.
Oh
yeah, okay.
They're like the new, they're like the new Three Stooges.
Oh, Adam,
have a listen to this video clip.
Have you told John I like my one timers in a certain spot yet?
Yeah, I told him front foot.
That's pretty sure.
You can't
That's still so funny.
Let's play that again.
One more time.
That's... Have you told John I like my one-timers in a certain spot yet?
Yeah, I told him front foot. Better not miss.
That's great. You sure you can get it there?
Yeah, I'd hope so.
Okay.
The punchline to his joke is, I like it front foot.
Better not move.
And then the best part was they didn't even go out on the pinnacle. You're supposed to go out on your peak joke, right?
Better not miss.
Better not miss.
Shoving buddies.
Better not miss.
Have you told John I like my one-timers in a certain spot yet?
Yeah, I told him front foot.
The laugh!
You know what we need to do?
I can't
We need
wait.
A hotkey page, and whenever Steve tells a bad joke, we're going to play that. Just them laughing
why
like
just
this.
Me?
Have you told John I like Have you told John I like my one-timers in a certain spot yet?
Yeah, I told him front foot.
That's awesome.
You God.
I'm so glad you clipped that, Jesse.
Steve,
thank you.
Wake up. It's your dad. You just had your wisdom teeth taken out. We got to put you in the car. That's how I laugh. Steve, wake up.
So I'm working on, I'm trying to convince Steve, Jesse, to get a Maple Leafs replica helmet for his videos this year.
Okay.
Because Steve, he's notable for some of his impressions, starting with Vesa Toskala back in the day, but working his way in.
That's a throwback, I'm glad I don't have to do that one anymore.
That's right, because there's some kids that were not born that now watch our videos when that was done.
Cool, I'm now very upset.
So yeah. Especially when they were younger, Tavares and Steve kind of looked alike. And I think
I'm fat.
If you were to put on a helmet, though, and a visor, I think you'd look exactly
not
like
fatter.
Him. So what I think you need to do is invest in the Toronto Maple Leafs helmet. And even if it's not like Leafs logos on the side, although I'm sure at an equipment sale you could get it.
Probably.
I
don't know. I know how to make stickers.
You should just put stickers on it.
Yeah.
And I think it would be really amazing every time that you did John Tavares, you put on the hat or the helmet.
I got to work on my John.
So he'd be helmet. So instead of hat guy, he's helmet guy.
Yeah. Because
helmet guy.
Wait, helmet guy.
Man.
And now he makes IKEA furniture for all the good little boys and girls across the world.
Wow. You never did John Tavares. You've never done your impersonations.
Yeah, no, I do it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, in LFR. You just don't watch.
I can't watch everyone. I can't watch everyone because I love you.
Well, you know what they say about the LFR videos, Adam?
What do they say?
You better not miss.
All right, so next one. This
is
one of my favorite videos of all time that Steve did. This is at the height of the PewDiePie phenomenon.
Why is it so lopsided?
And blurry. Well, because it's lopsided because Jesse and I walked in one day and you had your camera propped up on textbooks from university.
Well, and it was a dictionary and a book of George Carlin jokes.
Okay. So there's that. And it's slightly out of focus, but maybe it's supposed to be in this one.
Yeah,
no,
I think
because
you pop
in. Yeah.
So what I loved about this is the Leafs were horrendous. And it's game 81. Of the season, and there's not much left for Steve to do. This is, I believe, Horacek year.
Oh,
so
no.
So we know that this is bad.
What year is this?
2015, April 9, 2015.
Yeah,
so this is way back. This
that'd
is
be, winning 11 out of 55 games.
So, you know, there was nothing to talk about. Like, even on the podcast, we're like, let's talk about other teams because really, like, there was nothing to see here.
They were like, they lost every night. Every fucking night.
Yeah, and this is the Mitch Marner draft year.
Yes,
they didn't
is.
Even get the first overall pick this year.
No, because that's how bad it was. They won 11 of their last 55 games and finished fourth last.
Hoping to get McDavid is what we were hoping to get McDavid.
Buffalo was stunning. The Coyotes somehow finished, I think, just 1 point back of them. And then I think it was the Oilers and then the Leafs.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Dangle doing his PewDiePie, a.k.a. Dangle Pie. Impression.
Hey guys, I guess I'm gonna be doing the last two videos of the season because Steve just doesn't want to do it anymore. You know, I asked him if he wanted to do the video, and he just kind of didn't say anything, which is weird for him. And he was just staring off into the distance, you know, looking all weird, not saying anything. You know, now that I say it out loud, I think something might be.
Oh, it's the intro.
Oh my God.
And you have
ain't
so
no
much.
Robot from
so
Winnipeg.
So few toys.
This team is ruining
I know. Oh, nice ass.
Steve, oh, you didn't have the best haircut for a couple years.
No. You know, I've always said that's not my problem. That's my wife married that person. What's her problem? What's wrong with her?
One of my best friends, his name's Philippe, owns a really nice salon in downtown Toronto. Philippe and I have been best friends for 20 years. Every time he sees me, he's like, please, God, send Steve here. And Steve's like, oh, I don't want to pay for that. And every time Philippe goes, I will do it for free.
And what, still?
Yeah.
My haircut's fine. It's I like it now. I have a good haircut. Tell Philippe fuck himself.
He's like, just send him over. I want to help.
There's nothing wrong with my haircut right now.
There's a couple videos where if you were to take a ruler to some of those fades,
I figured it out. Well, because I went.
Do you do your own haircut?
What?
You figured it
during
out?
The pandemic? Yeah.
Oh no, we're talking now. Pre-pandemic.
And
yeah. Oh, pre-pandemic. For a long time, I went to like. First choice, like when I moved to Oshawa because I didn't know where to go. And then I started getting good haircuts. Go fuck yourself.
Anyway, every time I bring it up, he gets offended. But Philippe's really talented and he should take advantage.
Yeah, why don't you just try
it? He's like,
I'll
do it for free.
No, not anymore. Also, this is a rare intro.
Tank Nation.
I only had this intro for the final. You know what this was? I had to edit the intro because I wanted them to lose every single game.
Right.
And this was after, I believe, or right around the time Nick Kyprios called me a loser.
Yeah, on television.
I like that.
A tank is about to come across the screen, a little toy tank, and the table's lopsided too.
I want to talk more about your haircut.
What is that?
My bros!
That's another edition of
Dangapah!
All right, bros, enough of the silliness. Let's talk about the Leafs game against Columbus. First of all, bros, look at this building. It's called the Building of Columbus. It's their main shopping mall, and it's got a Wild Wing in it. Chicken wings in your face! First period, bros, opening face-off. You gotta be ready for anything that can happen. Score! Nelson Cadman!
With the goal for the Leafs!
Great start, bros. I did not see that coming. 1 second ago! What a snipe at Philly Thrillman. I can't believe the Leafs had the lead already.
Leafs are at the ball.
All right, bros. You're not going to believe what happens next. First, Uncle
having
Leo.
Having a nervous breakdown, Jesse. Have you never had one?
The Estonian Brony.
Must be so
and
nice.
Then you're not going to believe this because right after that, Uncle Leo becomes Uncle Duo. Estonian Brony and two, the bro pie strike.
Leo's godfather.
And then, bros, you are not going to believe it because Uncle Leo, Uncle Trio.
Oh my God, can you believe it?
All right, bros, that's enough of Columbus, because that was significant ownage for Bronage. As long as we're done with Columbus, I think it's time to take care of some unfinished business. All right, bros, before this video began, I actually consumed enough coffee and chocolate to kill a man, but instead of dying, I learned to time travel.
Fly back to the future!
Let's go to TD Garden. Game 7 rematch. Oh, look, bros, it's those guys who talk, shut up, it's time for the game! First period, Philly Kastman off the post, but don't worry, bros, because Tyler Bozeman already James Henry. Hold on, bros. I think we need to see that again. Just kidding, Nelson Cadre makes
it
down. Nelson Cadre again scores on Tukarev. All right, bros. The Leafs have a 3-goal lead in Boston. This one is bulletproof. Oh, look out, bros. We get a scrap. What do we got here? Oh, it's Captain Dion against Brad Marchand. It's all right, guys. Got to keep sportsmanship. Got to keep it cool. And hope that the Leafs captain beats the crap out of that water bottle throwing puke. Look at Dion just feeding them fists. The important question that the entire hockey world wants to know is the fist a sandwich.
Knuckle sandwich!
Fast holy forward shit. A little bit through this very tight
going?
Game. Philly Kessel Snipeman with the goal. 17-0. The Leafs might have this in the bag. Fast forward to the next season. First of all, bros, NHL 15 needs to do their research because traffic is actually flowing on the Gardner, and that just wouldn't happen in real life. Leafs and Montreal can
good
let's see
one.
Who we got. Lars Eller taking the opening faceoff for Montreal. Joke. And oh my gosh! That's Connor McBrothen, bros! Look at all the danglage! Look at all the magical inch! Look at
all
the
let's do this for fucking Ghosted, Adam. Let's do this for Ghosted. Huh? Where's our roast session for Ghosted?
That's Connor McBrothen, bros. Like, what is that?
You know what?
It's a PewDiePie parody.
You know, it was really good. It was very funny. The best one, to me, my favorite Dangle Pie is the first one, and it's the season before where David, it just cutscenes. Yeah, he cutscenes to David Clarkson, and he just made him the captain.
Like, yeah, yeah. Maybe Clarkman.
David Clark was the captain, and I remember you talking about shooting these videos because I don't think you didn't actually play. Somebody else you know recorded that play, right?
For God's sake.
There was something that was special about how these were put together.
Yeah. Was it Bacon Country? No. Who was it? It was one of the big NHL YouTubers. And I know a bunch of them. Oh my god. I gotta go back and look, and I'll give him proper credit afterward.
Okay.
Because I forget who it was.
Got that YouTuber to record the footage for you.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have the technology.
No.
Which is amazing, right? Yeah. Think about how easy it is to do now, but back then it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. I think I did, but I just knew he could do it faster, and I was like, listen, dude, here's my idea. You want to help me out with this? And then he did.
And he beat Columbus 100-3 in that Dangle Pie, too.
I can't believe, because that must have took him forever.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay, next one. Steve bought a kayak. This is a classic. Now, I want to tell you that beforehand, I got to chat with a friend, and he said, hey, did you know? And that's how this all came about.
Yeah, so Adam used to, like, fucking scout me. This dude used to, like, interview, like, people from my past and my wife and just be like, what's a dumb fucking thing Steve does? Because I need some bits for the show. And, oh, did he get one on this day?
Here we go.
Why do you want a kayak?
What?
Because I impulse bought one day, and also I like it. But so, mostly the first thing.
So, Jesse, I was at our friend's house the other day.
You own a kayak?
And they were like, blah, 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 Steve's kayak. And I was like, excuse me? What? And so Steve...
Well, this is when you were giving away
Steve
all your baby shit.
Kayak giving away Costco. My baby shit? Yeah.
I don't know if I was giving away baby shit at this
No, point. Because the friend is Matt, and that's why you were at his house.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Why else would you go outside of the Toronto city limits?
You know what? Don't think it's important to the story.
Also, I'm going
to
throw this out. Yeah.
No.
Oh, I was told it was Costco.
It wasn't Costco.
Where was it?
Where was it?
Like Sport Check or something.
Okay, so you bought a you got a kayak.
When?
Oh, years ago.
So Steve...
It's like at least 2012.
Steve, who is... Will not buy himself new clothes. Bought a kayak.
On an
especially
impulse?
Especially in 2012. Especially in 2012.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
That's
true.
On an impulse.
On an impulse. And then...
Steve, had to use what the happened? Money to save for a kayak.
Where is it?
Well...
Hold on. We'll get to that.
We knew someone who lived on the water, and it was awesome. So I just stored the kayak there.
No. What happened immediately after you bought the kayak?
I don't know.
You had to call your friend Matt. Or no, you had to call your friend Andy to come pick you up because it couldn't fit on your car.
Oh, yeah, because so Steve, I didn't have a roof rack.
So Steve impulse buys a kayak and can't leave.
The kayak trapped you in a parking lot.
And I was just like, oh, yeah.
Like, I'm
not prepared for this kayak.
Got it off the shelf, brought it to cash, I'm assuming, or maybe they brought the scanner to you. I don't know how they did that.
I don't know. I just carried it awkwardly, and then, I was like knocking over old ladies.
And then he leaves this. Check.
Tipping over strollers.
And they're like, and he's like, oh, what now?
I have a kayak.
So, how many what times? So, you're storing it at your friend Matt's cottage.
Yes.
And how many times in the last 5 years, 6 years since you bought it, have you used it?
I used it a lot when I first got it because we kept it at a friend's house who was on the water. Mm-hmm. So that was great. They said, you know, just come over, use it whenever you want. So I did. Now I get to use it like once a year when I go up to
Matt's So you cottage. Bought your friend a kayak.
I still have it.
No, you don't have
no,
it.
He
I own
has it.
You've never
yeah,
had a
you
dude.
Her,
you've
you
never had a kayak.
All you gotta do is get a roof rack.
Steve, you've never had a kayak. You bought your friend a kayak and put it at his place.
How come I get to keep using it? Because my friend's really
your
nice.
Your friend's like, yeah, you could use my kayak because I have a kayak.
Jesse's
that's the first
not
time I thought of my kayak in months.
You own the kayak, but he definitely has the kayak. Like, Matt has the kayak. You don't know it. You don't
you
have
don't
the kayak.
Own
so
it.
Is this Matt talking through you to get me to giddy up and buy a roof rack?
It was just...
Which I still need to do.
Why are you buying? I wanted one!
You don't live on water.
I used to.
No, you didn't.
Where did you live on water?
You lived in Scarborough.
Near the water.
Everything is Toronto. Everything's kind of near water.
Exactly.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does. You can't. You can never use my.
Did you live at your parents' place?
No, I did. You're not allowed to use my.
So when you lived at your parents' place,
I know how badly you want to use it.
Hold on.
You never get to use it.
When you lived at your parents'
place, it's probably not even big enough.
Once again, when you Adam introduces topic, Jesse and I are ruined.
Suburban Scarborough.
You said
it's so close to the water.
I'm gonna buy a freaking kayak that I can't bring home and ship it over to my parents.
Make it out of the fucking parking lot.
I can't even get out of the cashier because I wasn't prepared to buy a kayak. Because it's a kayak.
I will not be judged for having a kayak. It's a healthy activity.
Because I do have a kayak.
You own
a
kayak.
I whatever I want.
You bought your friend a kayak.
I did not buy a friend a kayak. He's got kayaks. He doesn't even need it.
You bought him another one.
Yeah, okay.
I can't wait for... We should put a camera on
that. He has other kayaks to hang out with.
We should put a GoPro
so I know
camera
it's
on the kayak all winter just to see how it does. Just do a live stream of that kayak all winter.
We should interview the kayak. Hey, when was the last time you saw Steve?
Yeah.
And it's going to be me walking across the frozen water and just going right up to the camera and giving it the middle finger. And then I'm going to slowly row away.
You're an absentee kayak dad.
Oh, wow. I am not the Drake of kayak.
Wow, there's an error. There's a reference.
I am not.
That's mean.
Is its name Adonis?
Is that? Oh yeah. Abandoning your child. I agree.
It's cool.
Just haven't seen him in months.
Sorry.
Did you in this moment? Did you forget you owned a kayak?
Yeah, a little bit.
That means you don't own a kayak.
Listen, I didn't say I do own a kayak.
You didn't remember you bought a kayak, you know, and you own it.
It's perfect that the captain of the Dangle Navy owns a ship, isn't it?
It's
just perfect.
I am going to deck out the kayak. There it is. There it is. That's the mothership.
Right. And if you got two kayaks...
It's going to be called the SS Fuck Adam.
Aggressive.
Admiral on the SS Fuck Adam.
If you have two, if you got the SS Fuck Jesse, then you could... But by the way, SS is an American designation. If you wanted if you wanted a Canadian one, it's HMCS.
HMCS Fuck Adam.
HMCS Fuck... If you got two of them, then you'd be Commodore Dangle, because you'd have two ships under your command.
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
not Captain,
I guess you should
Commodore.
Both pack your shit, because you're not going to get on my kayak. Yeah. Ever.
I don't think you are either.
You know what we need to do next summer?
That's bullshit! I can go get it whenever I want!
We need a Steve Dangle podcast kayak party, is what we
need.
Oh,
yeah? Is it a meeting?
And there you are invited!
Yeah.
The podcast regatta!
See,
that's what it would be
but
called.
But nobody helps Steve get his kayak there. Like, you can bring yours.
Yeah. I'll lift it, I'm strong!
But Steve has... No, you can't walk it from Muskoka.
You can!
Fucking watch me.
Fueled with nothing but coffee and hatred of you.
Did you think about where you're going to put it when you're buying it? Like, what if you brought it home to your parents and they're like, why is there a kayak?
Jesse, I didn't think of a lot of things.
Was it a good deal? Like, was it? That's the moment we finally broke it down.
Oh, no, no. Here.
You want to finish it?
Oh, yeah. Keep it going.
Okay.
It was
was it on sale?
It was like
at
$500.
Okay, let me.
Is that regular price? That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Kayak.
Was it that regular price?
It's a boat.
Did you even get a deal?
I'm pretty sure I did. I can't remember. I don't know. You're asking me to remember something from like when the Leafs drafted Morgan Rielly.
It's a pretty ridiculous thing to do.
As long as you live, you'll never meet someone like Steve.
For everything.
There will never be another Steve.
Someone so fulfilled.
No, I just
with a boat. Where's your boat, Adam?
You're right, man. I don't have
a morning show. Well, you can't afford a boat. What are you poor?
Sorry.
What are you poor? And then you did. You did buy one.
I honestly Steved out hard last summer or two summers ago, I guess. Now thinking that I would actually have the free time to use a paddleboard.
Oh,
idiot.
Yeah, I'm going to use my paddleboard.
It's never been in the water.
And now it's just, I don't know.
And we had a very similar conversation when you bought your paddleboard.
Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I thought what I was going to say next, why I wanted you to keep playing it, I didn't think of a lot of things, Jesse. Like, why do I do a show with two guys who obviously hate me so much and pick on me all the time and don't support me in any way, shape, or form? Hey, dumbass, nice boat. Hey, ugly, nice haircut. Fuck the both of you. God!
What do you mean, what? Like, this is based in nothing. That's gaslighting. Stupid. I know what that means.
I didn't say what.
You're gaslighting.
Did I say what?
I'm being gaslit. I heard what.
Okay. My bad. That was more
It is hot and bright in here due to the gaslight.
That was more just a shock that you're yelling.
You know what? Maybe we should just leave it there. I think that's a good high to leave it on.
Yeah?
Yeah. Jesse, what do you think?
Sure. Okay. You don't want to watch the last one?
Do I want to watch
it? We got the one last more.
Okay, let's do one more. All right,
one more. It's hot.
Go ahead. You introduce
it's a
it.
Wholesome moment. Okay. So yeah, if you wanna talk while I bring it up.
Well, we used to do these things called Hockey Night in Cinema until we found out that Hockey Night is
that's not what the part you have to focus
so
on.
We can't do Hockey Night in Cinema anymore because
focus on the event and the people.
We got into big fucking trouble there.
I was almost fired.
Yeah, me too. It was great, but
you worked the rug
just because of the name. But it turned out we weren't actually doing anything illegal.
No, but it's okay.
Because it was a free event.
It's okay. I offered a detailed explanation and a path forward. So I was ignored. So that was good. Yeah. That was
what
really good.
What I remember about that is us throwing a really cool event in Ottawa where we traveled there, sponsored by Panico Pizza. And did we sell out the movie theater in Ottawa?
Yes, we did. Yes. Yes, we did.
Yeah, yes. We sold out.
Sold I know it out, except the tickets were free.
Right. We sold out free tickets for a movie theater in Ottawa, and it was a lot of fun. And
it's like 400 or 500 people.
Yeah,
it's
we had lot. No idea that we had this much passionate fans all the way back in 2016.
And it was my amazing birthday. Night.
Oh, yeah, it was your birthday. And this was great. That.
There's a cake.
Get the toilet paper. Oh, it's very important.
Okay, so without further ado, you guys all here to see three very cool dudes.
So wait, sorry, this is Ottawa? This isn't London?
This is in Ottawa, yes.
Okay, so sorry, I have to bring up London for a quick sec because this is a bit that my wife always brings up. I got stopped backstage because one of the student security guards thought I was walking through the restricted area. And the way he got my attention, he goes, "Where are you going, big guy?"
We were there. I remember that. Yeah.
I remember that.
And so
where
now,
are you going, big guy?
Now if I'm walking around the house, she doesn't know what I'm doing. She just goes, "Where are you going, big guy?"
That's good.
Amazing.
I got booed a little. I got booed. Even back then. You were asking for it.
Oh. You go first
because
you
got
the camera.
Steve, Adam. They didn't like you because you don't have a kayak.
That's what it is. That was pre our kayak marriage.
Wow.
That's cool.
This is the event where I think someone walked through the crowd. No, someone brought a bell pepper dressed as a pirate. We can shout.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? Oh. Look at the beautiful main character here in Ottawa. This is amazing that you guys are all here. Thank you so much.
The Rangers are doing this.
I had to convince him. I'm like, they're a friendly bunch. Don't worry.
There was a girl who didn't even want to be there, but her boyfriend did, but he couldn't come. So she FaceTimed the whole event.
Oh my God,
really?
When
we talked to the boyfriend on FaceTime.
No way.
She
didn't even want to be there.
Yo, that's a good girlfriend.
Yeah, she walks up to us like at the
end. That's a great part.
Because we had a lineup at the end where we met everybody and shook their hand and all that. And then we talked to the guy on FaceTime. She told us the story.
I don't know who you guys are.
No. FaceTime with, I hope you're still listening.
Was this the one where people came from Florida? No, that was London as well.
Just a giant brawl, first intervention.
So the first thing I think we want
to
take...
If we go too deep into this, the audio sucks. Yeah. It's hard for anybody
to hear
the audio. Is there things in here that you want to show?
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. There's some visual. It's some fun visuals, like they bring out the cake, but it's okay.
Oh, wow. We could throw the visuals up. I'm cool with that. We can narrate it. Are you cool?
Sure. You don't want to listen to it?
Well, it's just because the audio is not great, but you could see, like, honestly, this is what I miss, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we had these events.
I'm wearing a gold chain.
I miss Panago Pizza, by the way. I hope they're doing great. We lost them over the pandemic.
That was a sad day.
It was a tough, that was, so the pandemic hit and I remember the phone call. We worked with them for 6 years. And
they were gutted too.
Yeah, they were.
They were sad.
And they said, listen, we just can't. And it was a real bummer because they were an incredible partner to work with. They really kind of ushered our show out of its infancy and took a chance on us when we had like 2,000 listens a night, which was pretty amazing for the time, to be honest with you.
And so that, you know, we used to do these events, and one of the things that I thought was cool, and I missed this, I think our last big event was the last game of the season, like two seasons ago or three seasons ago.
Oh, at
and it was a Puck Talks. Yeah, it was a Puck Talks that we did, and there was 500 people that showed up. And it was the biggest one. Like, we'd done these Hockey Night Cinemas for years. And
400 seats.
Yeah, yeah, there wasn't enough seats there. What happened there? Can you talk about that?
Well, yeah.
We've never talked about that.
No, so I show up, and I'm like, I'm doing the mental math in my head. I'm like, there aren't enough seats here. And they're like, well, yeah, but for free events, only 80% of people show up. And I have so much faith in the people who listen to our show. I was like, there will be 500 people here tonight.
And there was. Yeah.
Because, of course, there were.
There was. So it was a lot of standing room. And, you know, I think we got to get back to this. I just think we've had to wait, right? The pandemic's kind of held up a bunch of things.
Look at Baby
Frege. I know. Damn. Yeah. Crazy. And
this
I remember.
Do you remember going out after this?
Yeah. We had way too much to drink with the listeners.
Yeah. And the guy, we ran outside because someone tried to steal one of their bikes.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No.
Oh, that was shortly before I started forgetting. There was rum. I remember rum.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, you got me. Was it you? You got me No. Or was it one of the listeners? It was like a bottle of rum with my face on it, but I was like a Navy captain.
Definitely
so it was Navy
wasn't
rum.
Me.
Oh.
No.
And I seem to remember there was a Pokemon. There was, oh, man. I'm just remembering all these little patches of things.
That night.
Is that Carly?
That is Carly.
I took an Uber back to the hotel with some of the Panago promo people, and you guys were in the other Uber, and that's when we got dropped off on the side of the highway because our Uber driver was upset with us.
Why was he upset with you? I never heard this.
Yeah, you heard the story.
Did I?
Yeah, we told you when we got back to the hotel. It was a big thing.
Was I in the car?
No, you weren't. You were in a different car.
Oh, look at the cake! That's got a picture of me in front of CBC.
Wow.
Wow, I love that. Yeah, we got drunk Wendy's in Ottawa. I remember that.
And we went out for a big fat breakfast that morning in the market. It's sad, you know, to think about how much time has passed since we've been able to do that. But it's also exciting.
Yeah, I don't get sad.
I'm sad. I'm a little sad.
No, it's devastating and depressing.
I feel like it's like, you know.
I thought this was a happy thing.
It is,
like,
but in the context of like, what the fuck happened in the last 2 years?
No.
But here we are.
No,
okay, so
that's
can we
so
do,
depressing.
Well, this was, I mean, we had seen steady progression for a while, but I remember this event as sort of like a holy fuck.
We got the first one of these we did. We got a text message from the people at Panago, and they're like, hey, there's a lineup. And we're like, really?
Oh, yeah.
And then that was
review, right?
And then she took a picture and sent it to me. I think it was Carly. She took a picture and sent it to me. And she's like, yeah, it's a lineup around the block.
Oh, yeah.
And we were completely flabbergasted by that. It was crazy.
Stunned.
We're so lucky. We're very, very lucky to have listeners like you.
It was Jen Neal was there at the first one.
Kate
Samini, because
yes!
they were in town.
Yep. Get the hell out. Man, yeah. It's been forever since we've seen them.
Ancient. So that was that night Mitch Marner scored his first NHL goal.
Wow.
Along with noted Maple Leaf Milan Mihalik.
Wow.
Remember that?
Yeah. But so anyway, long story short, we're going to get back to live events in the new year. And one of the things I've always wanted to do, because I always had this network idea sort of percolating in the back of my head, is I always wanted to do like a tour, and I always wanted to have like where we could take multiple shows on tour. I don't know how we would do that, but I think it would be very cool.
And we would call it like, I don't know, we'd talk a lot of hockeys and it'd be talking. So we could call it like Puck Talk.
I don't think
we could just do our own.
I don't think that's ever been done, Adam.
No, yeah.
Like, let's call ours Luck Locks and see what happens.
No, yeah. But I mean, like, I wanted to do our own.
But like, it's a new idea.
Hockey night in cinema.
No, but think about it like this. Think about it like this, you jerks. I'm talking about going on tour across the country, into the States.
Cool.
Podcasts do that.
Hockey night awesome. In continents.
You guys are jerks.
Wait. Okay.
No, I wrapped the show.
All right. Done. We're done for the best ofs. Anyway, or whatever your favorite clips were. I don't know if I call it a best of. But we.
Definitely wasn't the best.
It wasn't the best we have to offer. But listen, thank you so much for listening.
The Fuck Steve episodes.
Yeah, basically. We're so excited for the new year. 2021 was incredible. We had an enormous amount of growth, especially come fall. I mean, this is the first year we ever did three episodes a week. This is the first year we added other shows to the network. Thank you for your support of Game Over Montreal, the CJ Show, and of course, Agent Provocateur. There are more shows coming this year. There are more things happening this year. This network will expand, and we will give platform to new voices, fresh perspectives, and we're very, very excited about that. Thank you for your continued support. We love you, and join the Discord channel. Be a part of the community. Because it really is a community and it's amazing. And one last shout out to those mods. They are amazing. We have 24 hours a day mod support by people who just want to do it because they're good people. And we really appreciate them too.
Never be ashamed of your nautical perk.
That's right. Maybe a little.
The Steve Dangle Podcast. Follow the guys on Twitter at Steve_Dangle, at Adam WYLDE, and at Jesse Blake. Connection complete.